Today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the first Perek Masechet Kinim. And the Mishnah begins, Bameh Devim Amorim. When do we have this principle that we learned in yesterday's Mishnah? When does it apply? That's only Bechovash Uvindavah. That's when you've got a mixture of a Kenstuma with a, in this case, an Adavah, meaning a already designated Ola offering. So just to recap, a Kenstuma was a pair of birds or multiple birds that were purchased without, meaning at the time of purchase, they did not designate which of them would be chatat and which of them would be olah. And it was going to be only the time of offering that the Kohen would designate which is a chatat and olah. So in that situation, we said, if you recall, it was a number of olah offerings that would have come out of the kenstuma or kinei stuma that would be the maximum number of birds that could be offered. However, we're going to have a different rule when it comes in the following case. Mishnah says, if you've got two kinei stuma belonging to two different people, they've got mixed together, meaning chalazo v'chalazo, one for each, or shteim lezo, or two for each, or shalosha lezo, or shalosha lezo, and three for each, then the Mishnah says, mechetza kasher or mechetza pasul. So we'll use this example here of generally the Mefarshim use examples of Rachel and Leah. Even the terminology refers to women, the language is lazu, is in the feminine. And that is because generally it would be women that would bring these kinim, because as a result of this is a valid korban for childbirth. So we'll use the example of Rachel and Leah as opposed to using Reuven, Shimon and Levi like we had used in other Masechtot. So Mishnah says that in that situation, so we've got two kinim that Rachel had to bring, two kinim that Leah had to bring, and they're all stumot, and they got mixed together. In that situation, the Mishnah says, mechetza kasher, mechetza pasul. Now, why is that? That is because there are a number of possibilities that occurred. The first possibility is a Kohen, by some fortunate selection, selected all the birds from Leah, and he offered two as a lot and two as chatot. In that situation, you could clearly continue in offering the birds of Rachel. But then again, the likelihood of that is very slim. It's also possible that he only offered three of the birds of Leah's and one of Rachel's. And the three birds he offered that happened to be from Leah's was the Ola and two Chatats. In that situation, the remaining bird of Leah's would be, as we've shown in the picture, this is a possibility too, would be an Ola. And you'd be left with a mixture of Ola and three remaining birds of Rachel's. However, in that scenario, still you couldn't offer any more birds because it is equally likely that the three birds that were offered from Leah's were two Olot and one Chatat, meaning the remaining one of Leah's is a Chatat. Consequently, you don't know if the remaining bird of Leah's would be a Chatat or an Olah, so you can't offer anything left because you might select that bird and offer it incorrectly. A clear example where you can see that you cannot offer any more than four is if two of the birds that were offered as sin offerings came from Leah, and two offerings were offered as Olah offerings came from Rachel. In that situation, the remaining birds in the mixture from Leah are Olah offerings, and the remaining birds from Rachel's in the mixture are sin offerings. And you've got a mixture of sin offerings and sin and Olah offerings, so Chatat and Olot. And as we've mentioned already in yesterday's Mishnayot, they have to be left to die. Mishnah says, Achat lezu u'shtayim lezu, u'shosha lezu v'eser lezu u'meyer lezu ha'me'at kasher. So, in other words, what the Mishnah is explaining here is if the number of belonging to one lady is different, less than, or more than the other lady's olah offerings, kinim that got mixed together, the kinei stumot, then we say the number of birds that come from the smallest number, so they are going to be valid. So let's use an example to make this clear. So we'll use the simplest case. Leah had to bring one pair of birds, and she brought one kenstuma, and Rachel had to bring two, so she brought two pairs. And they all, unfortunately, got mixed together. Once again, the best possibility would be that that the first two birds selected came from Leah, and one is offered as Olah, one is offered Chatat, and then the Kohen can continue offering birds. However, the other another possibility is that one of the birds was offered was from Leah's and the other one was from Rachel's. So in the picture we have in front of us is that the sin offering, the bird that was selected from Leah's was offered as a chatat and the bird selected from Rachel's was an olah. In that situation, the remaining bird from Leah will automatically be designated as being an olah. Therefore, we've got a mixture of an olah and other birds that have yet to be designated. However, we don't know, meaning it's equally possible that the bird that was selected from Leah's was the Ola, and that means the remaining bird of Leah's is a Chatat. So therefore, we have no way of knowing if the remaining bird of Leah's left in the mixture is a Chatat or Ola, and therefore you cannot offer any more birds because you might select Leah's and offer it incorrectly. That is why, as per this example, the maximum amount of birds that can be offered is equal to the number of birds from the lady who brought the least amount of birds. In our case, that was Leah's. Mishnah says, "Bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemot, bein misha echad, u bein mishtei nashim." So, just to get the terminology right, shem and shemot, he refers to the reason why the korban was brought, and isha echad and shtei nashim refers to the number of women. So in other words, our example so far, has been mixtures of bird offerings coming from two different women, but we haven't really addressed whether they're from the brought for the same reason or different reason, meaning one, she could have been a zava, another woman could have been bringing it for childbirth. The point that Mishnah is addressing here, this is according to the Rosh, I believe. Yes, it is the Rosh, that you can have this problematic scenario even with one woman, meaning she can have a mixture of different kinei stuma that can be problematic. So to explain, if a woman has to bring multiple kinim, she can do so. She can purchase them all together, as long as the kohen would offer the chataot first, and the remainder only automatically designated as olot once half of them have been offered. However, if she already had set aside, she purchased a pair of birds for one reason, let's say she was a zava, and then she purchased separately, she went back later and purchased another pair of birds or multiple pairs of birds for childbirth, then they're considered separate now. And it's no different to the example we've been saying of mixtures of birds that belong to different women. So the same rule would apply. So if you go back over the pictures, you can just simply replace the names of Rachel and Leah and call and label one because of Ziva, another one because of Leda. And according to the Rosh, the same principle or laws would be applied in this case. So to be clear, once say half of the birds have been offered for Leda for childbirth, then the other half would automatically be designated, and you run into the same problems we've had in this Mishnah where it belonged to two different women. For your own benefit, the Raza has a completely different reading of this Mishnah that explains it differently, but that's for your own further study. It's in footnote 15. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Keitzan Mishem Echad. What does it mean, the same Shem? So here's really the Mishnah is going to flesh out exactly what I explained in the previous Mishnah, and that is, meaning, what does it mean that the women brought from the same type here, so or one name literally, that's for later, both kinim were for childbirth, or ziva, that'd be mishem echad. Mishnei shemot, that is if a woman brings for later the ziva, meaning one kin for childbirth, another one for ziva. Ketzad shtei nashim, what if, so that was all regarding, say, one woman. How do we have with two women? Al-zul later, the al-zul ziva, that's mishem echad, meaning they might be bringing these pairs of birds for the same reason. Both had just given birth, or both are recovered from a case of ziva. That mishem echad, mishnei shemot, it's possible they're bringing for different reasons. For example, one woman, let's say Rachel, brought for childbirth, like explained in the previous Mishnah, and the other one possibly brought for v'alzu, so Leah, Rachel and Leah brought for ziva. Rabbi Yossi says, shtei nashim shelachu kinihim be'eruv, or shenatnu demei kinehem lekohen, in other words, as follows. We've in the previous Mishnah said that if two women had brought their different kinim for their obligatory offerings they had to bring, and then they got mixed up, you'd have a problem. But if one woman purchased a whole bunch of kinim at the same time, then the Kohen can designate whichever ones he wants. There's no problem, even if they're from different Shemot. If you recall, according to the Rosh, we'd explained that it's only problematic if they were already designated, some being for, say, Ziva, and some being for Leda. What the Mishnah is saying is you can even have a situation where, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that these multiple women can purchase their korbanot together and not have a problem of mixtures at all. And then the Kohen can simply designate, at the time of offering, can designate half of them as all offerings, half of them as chatat offerings, and everything will be fine. Now, to be clear, Reb Yossi, the Gemara in Reuven, explains that Reb Yossi does not hold here by the principle of Breira, meaning it's not that the Kohen, when the Kohen offers chatats and olas for one and then one for the other, it's as if from the time of purchase it was it's become retroactively selected with a we now know that those ones belong to Rachel and those belong to Leah, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold by this principle. Rather, the Gemara explains that when they pool their funds together to purchase, they decided at the time of purchase, they agreed that the coin would be their shaliach, their messenger, in dividing the ownership of the birds before they were offered. So we don't have to rely on the principle of Breira. Just there's a little more extra depth than we normally do, but simply that the ownership of the birds was not yet finalized, and they gave that task to the Kohen to do, and once he did that, now we know what belongs to Rachel, what belongs to Leah. There's no problems of mixtures, and he can simply say those are chatat, those are olah, and there won't be any problem mixture with the Kohen to Rav Yossi. Again, that is only a situation where they pulled their funds together from the outset and purchased all those birds that are required together. Those are Mishnah today.